Well, hello and welcome to episode number 86 of the Product Biz Podcast. My name is Monica Little. I'm your host. We're diving into another solo episode today about the importance of having an outside perspective on your business and why this is critical to get to that next level in your business. If you're feeling stuck, if you don't know what to do next, if you feel like you are self-sabotaging your business, getting in your own way, well, that is what we're going to talk about today and how you can start to shift out of that, why it's important. And I'm going to talk you through a couple examples of how this really comes into play. I just had something happen to me a couple weeks ago with a friend that shows this perfectly. So you're going to be like, oh my gosh, now I understand how I'm holding myself back, how I'm getting in my own way, how my brain is tricking me to play small and play comfortable. So this is a fun episode and I'm excited to be here on another solo episode. I'm still getting my jive with these solo episodes because like I mentioned in the last one, we had a ton of amazing guest episodes last year, but we're diving into a little bit more solo episodes in 2024. So before we dive in, one thing I want to mention, because this is happening in about 5 days from today. Let me actually count Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 6 days from today. If you are listening to this on Wednesday when this episode drops. 6 days from today, on January 15th, I'm hosting my free one-time live training event, 5 Steps to Consistent Online Sales with Your Handmade Product Business in 2024. This is a training where I'm going to share with you how you can stop selling at markets every single weekend and get your life back while growing your business and making more money than last year. The link to enroll is monicalittlecoaching.com/2024. Make sure you enroll. We have over 100 people that are already attending. This is a one-time annual free live training where I share with you the exact strategy that my Product Biz Academy members are using to hit their first six-figure year with no markets at all, to have their best holiday season ever while focusing on online orders, online sales, passive income, sales that are coming in, not all of this reactive sales that we talked about in the last episode about being reactive, being urgent, not in a good way. And what you're going to learn is how to create consistent sales, constant money coming in. So you're not running around trying to get more sales in your business. And instead you have a plan, you know what to do, where to sell, how to get in front of more customers and have them come to you, which is the dream. And which is what I want to share with you because it's possible. And I want you to have that type of business and structure to help you grow to that next level in your business. Okay, cool. MonicaLittleCoaching.com/2024. Make sure to check that out and sign up, and I can't wait to see you there. So today we're talking about an outside perspective on your business, and I want to start with a story of a friend. And this friend, like I said, this happened a couple weeks ago. She called me, and I've known about this for a while, but basically she wasn't happy at work. She wasn't happy with her pay. She wasn't happy with the lack of communication with her boss. She wasn't happy with the lack of urgency to fill the two roles on her team to get more support. So she had a lot of work going on. Two open roles on her team, and she wasn't getting support to actually get people to interview, to hire, to get those filled. So basically workload, pay, lack of communication with her boss. This went on for a period of 6 to 8 months, and I heard from her over and over and over ago. And it finally got to the point that she said, enough is enough. I am miserable at my job. I can't keep doing this. So she sent an email, and this went to her boss. And she said, I need these three things to be prioritized. I need more support with hiring. I need more communication from leadership. And I need more pay because I'm doing all of these things. I'm supporting the business in all of these ways. I'm making all of this progress. I'm carrying the workload of three people. And what's been happening over the last 6 to 8 months just isn't going to be able to work for me any further. Now, let me say she's in a corporate role. So hopefully you pick that up because I didn't mention that at the beginning. So she got fed up and sent this email. And what happened next is what I want to talk about. After sending the email, doing something outside of her comfort zone, this is when the brain started to panic. She called me and explained and started to go into fear, scarcity. What did I just do? Panic mode, saying, oh my gosh, I just sent this email to my boss. What if my boss takes it the wrong way? What if they think it's blackmail? What if they think it's too demanding? What if the entire company finds out? What if my boss sends it to everyone else? And what if when I'm trying to get a new job, if this doesn't work out, if they don't agree to what I said, everyone in my existing company will know that I sent this email and none of them will be a referral as I try to get a new job. No one will be my reference. No one will be my referral. Because everyone is going to be mad at me about this email that I sent. Now, when she sent this email, it was a very, very logical email. And it was very much due. It was an email that was due to be sent. Like I said, she's been working in this type of stress and overwork for 6 to 8 months, and something had to change. Now, I had to sit and explain this very important concept to her, which is what I want to talk to you about today. Your brain will always keep you safe and comfortable. That is what your brain is going to always focus on instead of moving towards growth and possibility. Something so critical to know is your brain's job is not the success of your life. Your brain's job is not your happiness. Your brain is not naturally geared towards doing what it takes to be successful or doing what it takes to be happy. And this is why people suffer so much with both of those concepts, because they think happiness should just happen or success should just happen, and they're just waiting for it to happen. Your brain's only job is survival, to keep you safe. That is it. Now, you can see this started to happen with my friend with the panic mode that she went into. So let's dive into that, because what is safe in today's day and age? Well, back in, like, I don't know, the early days when saber-toothed tigers were around, safe meant to be away from predators, those saber-toothed tigers, when we were cavemen. It meant finding shelter for the night. It meant finding food and water. It meant being on the lookout how to stay safe, because we were in an unsafe environment. And at this point in time, your brain always looking out for ways to keep you safe actually was a really good thing, because if you didn't have that, you probably would have been eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. If you didn't have that, you probably wouldn't care about where to find food and do you have enough saved up and where is your next meal coming and do we have shelter? How do we stay safe from the environment, the weather, the poison ivy, the saber-toothed tigers, whatever was going on back in the early days? And that's when this brain, how it worked, was great. It was helpful. It kept us alive. But in today's day and age, we have food. We have water. We don't have saber-toothed tigers that are going to come out and eat us randomly. We have shelter. We have everything that we need. So when you think about how does your brain keep you safe nowadays, it's this very, very tricky topic. Because there's no outside circumstances for your brain to keep you safe against, because we have food, shelter, water, everything that we need to be safe, your brain keeps you safe by keeping you in your comfort zone. This is what your brain does. It will do anything and everything to convince you to stay in your comfort zone. It will give panic, danger, warning signs, not when a saber-toothed tiger is coming, but when you send an email demanding what you need to actually be able to do your job properly. All of a sudden, danger, warning, alarms start going off, because anything outside of your comfort zone is scary. It's unsafe. It's new territory. It could go good or it could go bad, and your brain doesn't want it to go bad, and it will focus on what if it goes bad? Oh my gosh, what if this doesn't work out? What if XYZ happens? And then you start to go down a spiral. Exactly like my friend. She sent a very justified email, but then her brain started to panic and went down a spiral. So why are we talking about this on an episode about outside perspective? Well, if you don't have outside perspective, you will fall to the trap of your own brain. You're going to start to question, what are you doing? If you are doing it right, you're going to start to ask yourself questions like, who am I to think this is possible? Who am I to go out of my way to do this big, scary thing? Who am I to actually believe that I can do this? There's so many other businesses that are better, more equipped, have more knowledge. These people are smarter, they're bigger, they're better, they're bolder than me. Who am I to do this? And as soon as your brain starts to question, then you stop taking action. And as soon as you stop taking action, you stop growing. An outside perspective can help you see that it is your brain trying to keep you small and safe, that it's playing tricks on you. Because small, safe, comfortable doesn't lead to personal growth. It doesn't lead to business growth. But like I mentioned, your brain is not geared towards success or happiness or achieving goals. Your brain is geared towards safety and survival, which is you staying in this cozy comfort zone that you are right now. And my own coach has this incredible saying that I love. Don't believe everything you think. As soon as these panic, these alarms, these, oh my gosh, what if scenarios start to come in your head, that's when you need to pause and tell yourself, I don't need to believe everything that I'm thinking right now. I don't need to believe the spiral that my brain is taking me down. And I can choose to believe in a better thought that's going to serve me better, that's going to help me overcome this challenge, obstacle, whatever I am facing at this point in time. So when my friend was panicking about this email, I had to talk her through the outside perspective. I asked her, what was your intention with the email? And it was a good intention, more support, more adequate pay to be compensated appropriately, and more communication. That intention was great. It was to help her to be able to do her job better. It was a very well-intentioned email. I also had to ask her if the email was written respectfully, or did she swear? Was she cussing? Was she name calling? Was she saying rude things purposefully? And she said, no, there was no swear words. There was no name calling. It was extremely respectful. And this got her to calm down, because now we're giving some counter examples to what the brain is really freaking out about. Like, okay, you're right. Actually, it was respectful. Okay, you're right. It had good intention. But here's the thing. So her brain started to play these little tricks on her, just panic, alarms going off. But that wasn't the end of it, because this email that she sent out on Friday started the panic. Well, then she called me on Monday saying her boss got back to her Monday morning and said something along the lines of, as you can imagine, there have been extensive conversations in the company since Friday. Are you available to talk today with myself and the head of HR? She called me and she was panicking again. These fire alarms, these danger, all of this was going off in her brain. And she was saying, oh my gosh, my boss said there have been extensive conversations. Everyone is upset. Everyone is angry. Why is the head of HR going to be at this meeting? I don't want them there. And this is where the outside perspective came in again. And I was like, dude, extensive conversations can mean conversations about how to keep you, how to make what you are asking for actually happen. The head of HR is going to be there to make you a counter offer, because your boss can't do that without HR there to approve it and make sure it's kosher or whatever has to be done in the corporate setting to allow a counter offer to actually be proposed and accepted and to work out the finer details. So this got her to calm down. And after she had the meeting with her boss and the head of HR, she called me and she goes, you are right. They gave me a counter offer. They gave me more pay. They decided to move me to a better fit, to have a new manager, which actually makes so much more sense for myself and for the business. And they said that HR is really going to help to fill these two open positions underneath me to get more support, because they understand the value that I bring to the company. They understand the value that my department brings to the company, and they want to keep me, and they totally understand that everything that I said was valid, and they want to make it right to make sure that they don't lose me. So you can see the two crazy different drastic sides of this. And if you don't have an outside perspective, you can see how that could have turned into self-sabotage, that could have turned into intense worry and fear and panic without having someone there to just support you and say, listen, here's another perspective. Here's another way that it can be happening. What about this? Have you thought of this? What was your intention? Okay, is it really as bad as your brain is making you think it is? And I want you to relate this back to your own business. How often are you getting into your own head? How often are you talking yourself out of doing what you committed to? How often are you saying, yeah, but, that's not passable for me? How often are you saying, maybe later, maybe next time? How often are you believing every single thing that you think, which is only postponing your business and stopping your growth? You cannot grow a business only with your own inside perspective. That's why athletes have coaches, to highlight their weak spots, to get their head back in the game, to motivate them, to get them to become the best player that they can be. They're not over here practicing by themselves. They have a coach, they have a personal trainer, they have people that are there to guide them along the way, because you cannot become the best athlete in the world, the best team in the world, without an outside perspective. And in my own example, I just re-signed for the third year with my own business coach. And I committed myself as soon as I found my coach, who I totally jive with. And I'm like, this is a person that I can turn to, that I know is going to help me get to where I want to go. I committed to never, ever go a day without having someone that I can turn to when I have a question. I will never go a day of allowing myself to go back to my old habits. I will never go a day of postponing my own progress. because successful small business owners know that it takes a village to grow a business. And one part of that village is having someone else who's been there, done that to help you along the way. Now, that's an important caveat, because having an outside perspective does not mean a spouse or a partner who has never grown a business, who doesn't make their own products, who has no idea what it's like. That's a companion. It's good to have outside companions who you can turn to and vent to and who can talk to you about business. And I'll give you the example with my husband. My husband is someone I talk to a lot about my business when I just need help with a small problem or someone to bounce ideas off of, or just to get something off my chest, or for him to just bring me back to reality. But I also have a coach to go to when I need strategy and support and to keep me in check. So having someone who's been there, done that to help you along the way is critical to your success. And I want you to think of it this way. I love using metaphors just to kind of paint the picture. Running your business without an outside perspective is like having all the ingredients and tools and things that you need, but no recipe. You're probably going to have thoughts like, how the F do I do this? At what point do I do this? What the F is this even for? Am I even doing this right? And that's the point of having that recipe. That's the outside perspective of how it all comes together and how it works and how to actually take the ingredients and turn it into that cheesecake that you're making or whatever it is. Because it's not a matter of doing it all on your own. It's a matter of doing what it takes, getting out of your own way to make your dreams actually happen. So I want you to stop and honestly think, what are some of the thoughts that you've been telling yourself of what's not possible, of what you can't do, of what's not available to you, of lack, of scarcity, of now's not the time? What are these thoughts that you are saying to yourself? And start to acknowledge how much your brain is actually keeping you small. And start to think through, what if you had someone to actually guide you and support you through these questions and obstacles, and what happens next? How would you grow? How would you evolve? How would you show up differently? How would you look at your business differently? How would you act differently? And you can start to see, if you actually do this work, the difference between you playing an inside game versus you having an outside support. Here's the tricky part, and I want to ground this back to product handmade business owners. The tricky part is no one is immune to this. And also, no matter how much you go outside of your comfort zone, no matter how much you do that on a daily basis, no matter how comfortable you get with being uncomfortable, as soon as that outside perspective leaves, I guarantee you're going to come back to your comfort zone. A lot of people think, okay, let me do mentorship and have coaching for a year. Let me grow. Let me evolve. And then after that year's over, I'm okay. I'm okay. Let me just continue on from here. But I guarantee, and I see it over and over and over, and it breaks my heart, as soon as you stop having that outside perspective, you go back to your old habits, which is why I said I will always have a coach. I will never go back to not having a coach, because I never want to go back to my old habits. I've seen this with so many small business owners where, for example, they're in Product Biz Academy, they have accountability, they have support, I'm guiding them, giving them the outside perspective, they're making incredible progress, they're running their business in a new way, they're seeing massive growth, but then when the support ends and they decide not to re-sign, a couple months go by and I see them doing what they've always done. For example, inside Product Biz Academy, you learn how to price your products the right way and you increase your prices, and I'm there to guide you and support you and help you overcome the fear of raising your prices and the danger and the warning and the signs that your brain is saying of, oh my gosh, no one's going to want to buy my product and it's too expensive. Can I really charge this much? And when you start to see the growth that happens, even when you raise your prices, it all starts to come to life in the most beautiful way. But when support ends, and if you decide not to re-sign to stay with a coach, what may happen is you see a small dip in sales, and all of a sudden your brain is going to take you back to what you've always done. Your brain is going to say, oh my gosh, our prices, hello, let's reduce them back to what they were because this is way too high. And look at this dip in sales. Look what's going on. We have to revert our prices. We have to go back. We have to reverse. We have to reverse. Don't believe everything that you think. And then what people do is they backtrack all the progress that they've made because they don't have that outside perspective. They go back, they lower their prices, and they're back where they were a year ago, and then they're still stuck. Now, in this scenario, what do you do instead of decreasing your prices and going backwards and doing what you've always done? Well, this is where if you have a coach and an outside perspective, I would come in and say, okay, there's a dip in sales. What have you been working on? and what are the results? What's the data? Okay, have you tried this? What about this marketing lever? Have you done this? How much attention are you focusing on this? What about this aspect? Let's look at the whole entire ecosystem to see what can we plug, what can we play, what's working, what's not working, and let's grow your business without touching your pricing, because we did all this work on your pricing to bring it up because you weren't charging enough to begin with to even sustain your business. And this is what is really this episode is all about, is getting that outside perspective to grow and build your business and have it turn into something that you know is possible. And you can't do that on your own. And I'm not just saying this for fun. I'm saying this because I follow my own words and I don't do my own business alone without a coach. And inside my coach's program, I actually have access to like 12 coaches. So I am coached up in my program because I know I need people to call me out so I don't revert back to my old habits. Now, one of the reasons that I want to talk to you about this is specifically about that free training that I'm hosting on January 15th. Because if you don't have an outside perspective, if you're like, it's just me, and sometimes I turn to my best friend who doesn't own a small business, or sometimes I turn to my partner who also doesn't own a small business, but I really just don't know where to get strategy support or if I'm doing the right things or what to focus on next. Well, this is why I'm offering this free training happening on January 15th. And like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, we're going to talk about the 5 steps to consistent online sales with your handmade business. So this is perfect for you. This training is for you. If you're a handmade small business owner, you love the creating part of your business and you know that when people buy your products, they love them too. But when it comes to getting in front of more customers, you aren't sure what to do to get the needle moving any further. Maybe you've participated in every single market that you can find. You've tried every pop-up. You've sold at every coffee shop that you could get into on weekends. And you might feel frustrated because you want to spend time with your friends and family, but instead you're working on your business all weekend long because you feel like you have to in order to make any money in your business. Or if you know that there has to be another way to grow your business outside of markets every single weekend, but you aren't sure what to do or what to focus on or where to spend your time. Or maybe you currently sell your products on one main platform like your website or maybe Etsy, and you want to know where else to sell your products to get in front of more shoppers, how to create passive income, how to have online orders that you're shipping out every single week, and how to actually make that a reality in your business. So if you feel like you're trying to juggle so much in your business, the inside look is all you got going for you right now, and it's starting to feel like you're all over the place, like you're stuck in a hamster wheel, spinning, 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 but it just doesn't feel like any progress is actually being made. Well, this is where I want to invite you to this absolutely free training that I'm offering for you to start to get that outside look from someone who's been there, done that, on how you can make 2024 your best year, how you can get more consistent online sales, how you can get more passive income, how you can grow your business to a new level this year without having to spend all of your time and all of your weekends at markets. I'm going to be sharing with you my 5 steps to how to create consistent online sales, and you are going to have an incredible time at this training. I'm just so excited. I do this once a year. It's free. It's a lot of work. That's why I only do it once a year. And it's my time to give back to you and really share with you what it takes to build a thriving, successful business. So I hope you take this opportunity to get support, to learn, to gain knowledge, to just see what's available to you, where else you can focus your time, and to see how you can grow. And with that, you can enroll at monicalittlecoaching.com/2024. And the link is also going to be in the show notes. So I've got 6 days to make sure I have this kick-ass training ready for you. So we're going to keep this episode short and sweet. I'm going to get back to creating the most awesome transformational training that I possibly can. It is my passion and purpose to just help you grow. This is why I'm on the podcast every single week. I don't make money on the podcast. I don't got commercials. I don't got sponsors. I'm just here from the love of sharing this with you and hoping to help you. And this training is just going to be that on steroids, because we're going to be in a Zoom room. We're going to be sharing what it really takes, motivating you to get out of your own way. And I can't wait to see you there. So if you have any questions, let me know on Instagram, Monica Little Coaching. You guys know where to find me. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I will see you in 6 days on January 15th at my free training, 5 Steps to Consistent Online Sales in Your Product Business.